Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
A governance expert calls for a formidable opposition ahead of the 2026 general elections. Economic Association of Zambia projects inflation to average approximately 7.5% by first quarter of 2026. In international news, African leaders call for formal recognition and reparations for colonial era crimes. In sports, Zambia women national soccer team held to a 1-0 draw against Malawi.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has called for a strong opposition ahead of the 2026 general election, cautioning that ongoing hostility within the opposition could jeopardize the nation's democracy. Mr. Mianda points out that the upcoming elections will be significant and that Zambians are prepared to vote for candidates who meet their expectations and are focused on achieving results. In an interview with Power FM News, Mr. Mianda expressed concern that the opposition political parties are facing significant difficulties due to the rise in presidential aspirations and their unwillingness to take the lead, underscoring the urgent need for them to reorganize their alliances. He emphasized that the nation could only elect a majoritarian president if the opposition is powerful and cohesive.
And that has even caused a lot of challenges in these political parties. Why? Because there are some people who feel they cannot be led by others. They always want to lead. There are some people who feel this leadership should just be restricted to a certain region, not other regions. There are some people who feel their voices should matter more than others. And yet we are all equal. We are all equal before God, and anyone can be a leader, and you know, anyone can actually be led, anyone can lead. And we, what should understand is that we only have one leader at a time. So the people in the opposition, let them put their house in order, because once they continue antagonism in that political party, then it means that they are killing our democracy. And we are not going to have competition come next year. We don't want to qualify somebody as a president with a minority. We want to have somebody as a president with the majority. So let's see how we can put our house in order, ensure that we refine our system, we actually remain formidable. Come next year, we are geared for elections, so that at least we keep an uphill battle to the right.
In another development, more stakeholders have expressed concern about the Speaker's decision to declare the Chawama parliamentary seat vacant. On Friday, Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, announced a nullification of the seat previously held by Tasila Lungu after members of parliament voted in line with Article 72, Clause 2C of the Constitution. But the Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, says the decision highlights a rising trend about the shrinking space for women in politics. NGOCC Chairperson Beauty Katebe said the declaration of a seat held by a female lawmaker is a serious matter as it comes at a time when female representation in parliament remains low. Ms. Katebe added that the decision could further exacerbate the challenges women face in political participation and representation. She has therefore emphasized the importance of maintaining and promoting gender balance in political spaces, urging stakeholders to consider the implications of such decisions on women's empowerment and involvement in governance. Meanwhile, Opposition United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party leader Charles Chanda, while the lawmaker mourns her father, seeks late President Edgar Lungu, who remains unburied. The opposition leader says the move wastes scarce public funds for a by-election just months before general elections. Mr. Chanda argues the action shows the extreme politicians who will pursue their power.
So the issue now is, do we have money to have a by-election before a general election? Should the elections go on and somebody will be voted, what is the person going to do? He must be paid gratuity for being an MP maybe for 2 to 3 months for doing nothing. I think we are losing somewhere as a country. And traditionally, honestly, you want Honorable Tasila Lungu to leave the father in the fridge and then come and wait. I also wish to take this opportunity. Ask all those that are involved in the battle for the burial of the late president, whether it's the family or the government. Do we realize as a nation that there is a case around us?
In other news, the Economics Association of Zambia says inflation is expected to ease to about 7.5% by the first quarter of 2026. EAZ President Dr. Oswald Mungule says the projection follows the drop in November inflation, which declined to a 10.9% from 11.9% in October. He said further reductions are expected in 2026, although other forecasts from Trading Economics and the Bank of Zambia place next year's inflation between 7.7% and 9%. Dr. Mungule added that the November decline is already helping strengthen household purchasing power, stabilize import prices through a stronger kwacha, and support the central bank's goal of returning inflation to the 6 to 8% target band. He stated that lower inflation is also reducing government borrowing costs as investor confidence improves. Meanwhile, the EAZ said the recent Fitch ratings upgrade to B with a stable outlook is expected to ease debt pressures and boost private sector confidence as Zambia nears completion of its external debt restructuring. Dr. Mungule stated that the improved rating will help attract investment and support growth into 2026, providing fiscal discipline is maintained. In other news, the government, through the Energy and Regulatory Board, has made an upward adjustment to the pump prices per litre of petrol by 96 ngwe, diesel by 1.1 kwacha 63 ngwe, kerosene by 1 kwacha 47 ngwe, and jet A1 by 1 kwacha 67 ngwe. Petrol is now selling at 29 kwacha 92 ngwe, diesel at 26 kwacha 98 ngwe, kerosene 24 kwacha and 73 ngwe, and jet A1 at 26 kwacha 51 ngwe per litre. Announcing the changes, ERB Board Chairperson James Banda has attributed the increase to upward adjustments in the international oil prices and the slate exchange rate since the last fuel price review on 31st October 2025. Mr. Banda said the revised prices will remain in effect until the next update from the ERB. In international news, African leaders meeting in Algiers on Sunday called for colonial-era crimes to be formally recognized criminalized and compensated for through an African Union-backed reparations process.